With the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Allowances, should they be tied to chores? Money specialists are divided. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Some money specialists think it's important that children see the value of work to earn money. Others think chores should always be done as part of the family needs, separate from the allowance. And then there are those who advocate finding a way to blend the two by putting a value on specific chores. I wrote a blog about allowances, and I got the following comment from Jessica. She said, I have two very young children, 2.5 and 4.5, who adore candy machines and constantly want quarters from us. So I devised a simple system of jobs that they do daily, and we mark completed jobs on our job board. Jessica goes on to say that after a week of completed jobs, her children receive 2 quarters and usually spend both as soon as they leave the house. Jessica says their jobs include household chores like clearing the table, putting away their toys, and feeding the dog. She says that she has also included some social skills like sharing and saying please, and that these things give the parents a chance to work on personal developments for the children, like getting themselves dressed all by themselves and brushing their teeth. Jessica says so far it has been very successful. My children are motivated every day to check things off their job board and look forward to earning their quarters. However, I've been thinking about introducing the idea of saving. Maybe they put 1 quarter in a bank and can spend the other quarter. So Jessica asked me, Valerie, do you think I should encourage saving or require saving? She then admits that she and her husband are not good savers, and she would love for the boys to learn better habits. She's just afraid they're still too young for it to be effective. My answer to you, it is never too early to start good money habits. Teaching the art of saving early will have your children saving later as well. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.